one God, amen. Today, the 29th day of the blessed month of Tawut, may God end in goodness and renew it for us and in peace and tranquility, while our sins and iniquities are forgiven through the tender mercy of our Lord, O my Father and my brethren, amen. On this day, the Holy Virgin Aripsima and Agatha and their sisters were martyred during the reign of Emperor Diocletian. This infidel sought out the most beautiful damsel to marry. He sent artists to every country and ordered them to paint a portrait of the most beautiful damsel that their sight fell on and to give him an accurate description of her. When they arrived nearby Rome, they entered a covenant for virgins and found Saint Aripsima, and none was like her in beauty. They painted a portrait of her and sent it to the emperor, who rejoiced when he saw it. He sent it to the kings and governors to invite them to the wedding celebrations. When Aripsima and the virgins knew that they wept and left the covenant fleeing, entreating the Lord Jesus Christ to help them and to keep their virginity, they fled to the country of Armenia and entered to the province over which Tiridates was king. There they dwelt in a winery in a deserted garden. They had great trouble in getting their food. So one of them made glass, sold it, and with the money they bought their food. When Diocletian sought for Aripsima, he did not find her later on. He heard that she was in the country of Armenia, so he sent to Tridates, the governor, to look for her. When the virgins heard that, they left their shelter and hide themselves in the city. But someone informed about them, Tridates them, commands to bring Aripsima to him. And when she refused, they abducted her and brought her to him. When he saw her beauty, he wanted to have her for himself. But she did not let him. He brought her mother to persuade her, but instead she besought her to endure patiently. She comforted her, told her that she must not forsake her true bridegroom, the Lord Jesus Christ, and she must not defile her virginity. When he knew what her mother had done, he commanded to break her teeth. God gave Saint Aripsima power to overcome the governor. She pushed him forcefully, and he fell on his back. She left him lying on the floor, although he was well known by his might and bravery in war. Ashamed of having been vanquished by a virgin damsel, he ordered to cut off her head. The soldiers came and tied her, tore out her tongue, plucked out her eyes, and then cut her into pieces. When the governor rose up from his fall and regained his senses, he was sorry for killing the saint. He ordered to stay the rest of the virgins. The soldiers pierced the soles of their feet, flayed them, cut them into pieces, and then cast them out. One of them was sick and was lying on a bed, and she cried out to the soldiers so she might join her sisters. So they cut off her head also, and thus all the virgins received a crown of martyrdom. The soldiers also slew all who had come with them from Rome. After their departure, the governor became mad, and the physicians could not help him until Saint Gregory, the bishop of Armenia, came to him and prayed over him. By this he was healed of his affliction and believed in the Lord Christ. He took the bodies of the holy and pure virgins and laid them in a holy place. Their intercession be for us, and glory be to God forever. Amen.